Get ready to power start your day with wealth, lifestyle, and leadership coach Nicola Smith Jackson. Tune in each Monday through Friday at 8 a.m. Eastern for your daily dose of motivation and business education to help you build big business and be successful. And now, here's Nicola.
Welcome to Power Start Your Day. This is Nicola Smith Jackson. We're going to reawaken your spirit this morning, resuscitate your passion, renew your mind so you can recommit to the plan that God has for you, and that's for you to build a big business. We're coaching you here Monday through Friday, 8 a.m. Eastern Standard Time. If you haven't done this already, go ahead and share this call with others. They can dial in at 602-753-1848 or listen online with their smart device, iPad, tablet, PC, or Mac at blogtalkradio.com/successwithNicola. So now, guys, we are here smack dab in the middle of how to make your network marketing business profitable. And so we definitely know that it can't be all about money. It definitely has to be about people. We do know that it does make a difference as to how you acquire your success. You want to make it as authentic and real as possible so that you can literally build a long-lasting and sustainable team. People will know they can do it too. And so I need you to understand this, that you can literally fall in love with what you do if you really take heed to this series. I can tell you this, don't make it all about that money. Simply demotivated. You have your eyes on the wrong prize. And so on today, we're going to have two scriptures that we're going to be discussing on how to make your network marketing business more profitable. And I'm going to tell you, when we start going into profits, we start thinking about business, and you can't think about business and you can't think about wealth without the power of leverage. In simplicity, doing more with less. Doing more with less. Less of your might, less of your skills. And we know what that is, right? A system. We have a little deeper revelation that God has given us on today. Let's dig in. But first, we got to go to the Lord and ask him to illuminate us, everything he would have for us to know, to fill us up to capacity, our capacity, to what he'd have us to know about leverage. Father God, we come before you. We honor you on this day. This is the day that you've made, and we are so joyous. We're glad we're here in the land of the living. Father God, on this day, we ask, oh dear Lord, that you will allow your Holy Spirit to come in like a flood. Let him take full control here at Power Start Your Day as your servant decrees. May he end like never before. Dear Lord, this principle of wealth that has been in your book since the beginning of time, let us know what it means here in the 21st century. Dear Lord, we ask that for those who are under the sound of my voice, let their vessels be open, let their minds and hearts be totally open to learn the power of leverage. Dear Lord, you know, and we know, that you designed us to work together. That's why teamwork, you can do much more. But show us exactly how you would have us to do it here, in this hour, in this time, as we go out to do these great exploits in your name. We'll be mindful to always acknowledge you, not trying to mimic the world, but having the mind of Christ and building the kingdom. We thank you, Father God, that we're okay that that's not popular, but we want to seal this prayer with the blood of your Son, Jesus Christ. Amen. All right, guys, how you guys doing? I'm actually here at Cadence School, so we won't take any callers in on today, but we definitely are going to dig deep. I want you to open your Bibles, and we're going to be in Ephesians 3:20, as well as Matthew 7:7. And I want to first help you guys understand something. Been leveraging even the power of God in your life. I know if you're like me, I've had a lot of challenges in life. Personal, professional, a lot of big mountains and obstacles. These things is what now God has given me the privilege to train on and teach. But there was a turning point for me 20 years ago when I began to realize that I would rack my brain for answers that wasn't there. And then when I began to leverage the power of God and say, I'm going to who has all the answers. I'm going to who has all the wealth. I'm going to who will come for me when no one else will. Things of my life, not that everything changed. My perspective about it changed. And it allowed me to begin to have success, real success, for the very first time. And so Ephesians 3:20 talks about now to him who is able to do far more abundantly than all that we can ask or think according to the power at work within us. There is a power at work within us for believers, resides on the inside of us, and his name is the Holy Spirit. And he's able to do way more than we can even fathom, ask, or think, and we don't rely on him. We don't leverage him in business. And then there is a direct order, Matthew 7:7, say, ask and it will be given to you, seek and you will find, and knock and the door will be opened to you. Every answer you desire is there. But if you don't understand the power of leverage, more than likely, if you won't leverage the power of God in you, you will not even feel the need. You will not feel the importance. You will not even understand of why would you leverage a system. Everything God does is in descending and order. Everything he does, there's a systematic approach to it. Starting even when you start looking at the constellation, the moon, the stars, whatever. Everything is not just all over the place. There's an order to everything. And so when you begin to understand the power of leverage and operate in the order of leverage, you will be successful. We have to demystify this whole deal about money. Move that out the way. Money is going to overtake you when you begin to operate and use the principles of wealth. Money is not a result. It's just a result of being a solution to people's problems. But you cannot continue to be the problem and the solution at the same time. You got to choose, which one am I? So I need you to know that you can do so much more than what you're doing. But more than likely, you're not leveraging everything that you could. And so when we start thinking about, I know yesterday I told you guys, hey, start reading. You want to learn more about money? You're not going to read a real money book and they're not telling you about leverage. You're not going to read a book about network marketing and they don't show you how to leverage. Being resourceful, using what you have. And I need you to know that doing more than less, more with less is what you have to learn how to do. The system will allow you to be profitable if you will work the system. So I'm not going to go deep into saying, hey, well, how many people have you called today? How many people did you do this? How many people? I want to ask you, how many of the resources that's right before you are you leveraging to forward your business daily? Team, we have a Facebook group. We have, like, documents, and we have a website. How often are you at the website utilizing the resources? Some people will download these papers, even make a book, and never use the documents in their binder. They'll still wing it with business. They may not ever use the script, leverage. Use what someone else knows works so you'll have a higher probability of closing. Leverage the website. Show people the opportunity in a way that's consistent to me. If you have a 24-hour website, how many hours of those 24 hours did people go to the website as a result of your invitation? If there are 24-hour calls available, how many times did someone go listen to the call as a result of your invitation? If there are 24-hour webinars, how many times did someone go and watch the 24-hour webinar? It's sitting there waiting for you, just like God is sitting there saying, ask me, use me. How many times have you used a 24-hour webinar? Events that happen regularly. Number one, how many times do you attend so you could learn what they're saying at the event to get people to join their businesses? But more importantly, how many times are people attending events as a result of you inviting them to do so? Technology or social media. Social media, if you wake up, I literally was working all day yesterday once I got in and after dinner and everything, and I was working with Trina and I. We're getting everything together for Synergy, getting our letters out to the speakers and getting everything ready, and the link will be ready here shortly. But I'm sitting here, and then I just pooped out. We were like brain on fry, okay? And so I wake up, and I click on, and I saw like, you know, all this stuff going on in one of our group chats that we have with some leaders. I thank them so much for even, you know, congratulating me for being a part of the Million Dollar Hall of Fame. I didn't even realize I am part of the founding group of that until very recently with Mr. Eric Worre. Awesome. We'll be together sometime here shortly. But the bottom line is what I'm saying is the social media is available 24 hours like it never, and I'm giving you all these different things that's never sleeping, just like God. He says he never sleep nor slumber. He who keeps Israel never sleep nor slumber. So there's all these things that as long as you log in, totally available to you, but how many times are you leveraging social media in a systematic way to do more business, to make your business profitable? You get this one? Your telephone. Yeah, that thing, the metal that's taking all those beautiful pictures, we've become photographers, but how often are we leveraging our telephone, the contacts in our telephone, the other things our phone can do outside of dialing a number, to allow it to make our business profitable? Well, I would encourage you to take down that checklist and say, if I start leveraging more, I am going to start profiting more. If I'm using these resources towards income producing, highest and best use of my time or efforts or money, then my business can be more profitable. But what do we do instead? We will use these things as measuring sticks for how big we are not, versus remembering that God is no respecter of person, and that big God is sitting on the inside of every single one of us saying, use me. You know, people are like, I don't want to be used. God said, try me. I'm here for you. I've given you all of this because you have not utilized the power of leverage. You will and stay behind the curveball because I've already made the laws and I can't change them. I love you, but not even for you. So what can we do? Become a leader. That's what true leaders do. You're going to start building up more courage to leverage. If you hang around those people who are leveraging, you are going to start leveraging more and yet start profiting more in your business. Time out for procrastination and hesitation, even being skeptical about what I'm talking about. Try it, but not just once. Try it consistently. Leverage I'm speaking about of all these different things we went over. For the next 90 days, and increase your hours of which you're leveraging. The more you do it, the more you profit. Guys, listen, go out and have an amazing day. Y'all know what? I just came in, drop off KB talking about, oh, I can't go in the gym because I got to say sorry to the teacher. Oh, wait, hold on. I picked you up. You didn't say nothing about that. So guess what the surprise is for Mr. Jackson? I leveraged my phone to do this call for you guys, and I'm going back in, and he is going to be surprised. I thought you were gold, mommy. That is the power of leveraging network marketing. You get to be available to your kids. Only thing I ain't bring with me is a belt. Just joking. I don't think it got that serious because nobody called me. But we about to go see what's going on. Power of leverage, family. I love you. Peace out.